New census data reveals that poverty has reached a new high in America. Nearly 50 million people are now officially poor. That's 16% of the U.S. population. People have lost jobs, health care, and savings during the recession. And that's led to growth in one industry, pawn stores.
What can I help you with?
You got a shortwave radio, a 1963 model Zenith Oceanic.
This thing is neat. I'd like to have it, but it's only going to make sense if I get it for the right price.
I'd like to have $80.
That's a scene from the History Channel's reality TV show, Pawn Stars. The show reflects how pawn shops are adapting to today's economic reality. They now cater to higher-income people who just a few years ago were buying expensive watches, not borrowing against them. KLW's Callie Schanefelt takes us to one pawn shop in Millbrae.
At first glance, Numis International looks like a discount jewelry store.
I have people who come in sometimes and they'll say, do you know where the pawn shop is? And I'll tell them that it's right here and they'll be surprised.
That's Jacob Notowitz. His father, endearingly known as Uncle Al, opened the shop as a coin store in the early 60s. Now, more than half of the people who walk through their door come into the shop to get a pawn loan, like Gordon Winter.
I ran out of money at the time, didn't have means to make it to the end of the month, so I have a lot of other instruments here in pawn as well.
Winter says this as he picks up the 1978 Fender Precision bass guitar he pawned 4 months ago. Winter's a former musician, and he's been unemployed for the last 3 years.
I worked for Xerox for 6 years and was laid off.
Now he lives off a trust fund from his parents. But when he doesn't have money to pay his bills, he borrows from Numis International for about a 10% finance fee. If he doesn't repay the loan and fee within 4 months, the shop can sell his guitar.
Well, I want to hang on to my instruments. I've had them almost all my life, so I always make sure I pick them up or pay the finance charge before the date runs out. No, we never let anything lapse, that's for sure.
If he did let the loan lapse, it wouldn't affect his credit score. Winter would lose his guitar, and that would be the end of that. The simplicity of the pawn loan is probably why it's one of the oldest financial instruments in the world. Queen Isabella of Spain famously said she would pawn her royal jewels to fund Columbus's journey to the New World. But Jacob Notowitz says the new customers who are showing up at his shop aren't funding adventure.
5 years ago, they were in excellent shape, and they just unfortunately ran into hard times, and it's taken years for them to run out of their savings.
Notowitz says at the beginning of the recession, his average customer was in their 30s or 40s.
Either out of college and had a job, and they were kind of the first to be let go.
Now their average customer is in their 40s or 50s, and many have never pawned anything before. They've never had to.
You'll find that they come in with a Rolex that was $28,000 new, a nice man's President Rolex, and they need to borrow, you know, $6,000, and that works. We can do that.
A lot of these people have been out of work for years. But Notowitz's customers aren't just the long-term unemployed. One recent customer borrowed $15,000 to pay his employees.
He's a contractor, and over the last couple of years, everything slowed down for him. He still has jobs, but if you get work done on your house, you maybe make a deposit, but you definitely don't pay the whole thing up front.
While Notowitz loans out anywhere from $25 to $500,000, the average loan is about $200 or $300. The most common items pawned and bought at his shop are jewelry and collectible coins. Gold is especially in demand.
And we're getting tons of new customers who are doing that. They're buying gold as a hedge against the downfall of the dollar. They're buying gold against the downfall if the stock market drops because they're scared to put their money there. Or their interest, the return on their interest for savings is so low.
This coin today, if you were selling it, you'd get $3,300.
$3,000. How much is gold an ounce right now?
Gold's trading at $1,800 an ounce. On something like this, we work on about 8% cost.
Donna, who asked not to include her last name, came to the shop today to sell gold chains and earrings.
If you were to sell these today, I mean, I'm assuming everything here is 14 karat. I do have to check it.
Okay.
You'd get just under $400 on these items.
Okay. I would like to do that.
Okay. Let me figure it exactly, and I'll get you an exact number, okay?
Sure.
People may think a lot of what ends up in pawn shops is stolen, but Notowitz says buying and selling gold is highly regulated.
The last thing I need is a thumbprint. Very softly, touch your center of your thumb right there. You can put the center of your thumb right there. Go like this, it evaporates. It's not ink.
Wow. What else? You need feet print, too?
three drops of blood. Your first, your firstborn.
Each customer selling gold has to leave a thumbprint, and the item is held for 30 days while it's reported to the police.
Criminals don't bring stuff to our store. What they do is they'll bring it to a jewelry store that doesn't report, which is, in my opinion and in the law, is totally illegal. They go to flea markets where there's no reporting, and they sometimes even go to a jewelry store that melts it for them. They then take it back and just sell it somewhere where it's a lump of gold, and you can't describe the item, and it's completely lost its identity.
Here, though, things keep their identity, because people often pawn what's most valuable to them. That's what keeps Notowitz's business stable and growing. There's no better insurance policy for a pawn than our tendency to identify with things we once could afford and our desire to someday have them back. In Millbrae, I'm Callie Schanefelt for Cross Currents.